Hello and welcome to episode 40 of the Tent Talks podcast. My name's Joe. I'm a Beaver Scout leader and a network member from the West Midlands. So let's talk scouting. Joining me now is Liz and Jono from All This For A Belt, a Explore Belt group. I'll let them introduce themselves in just a second. Hello, both of you.
Good evening. Hello.
Hello.
So how are you doing this evening?
Good. Just finished a bit of planning and a little bit more work for the Explorer Belt.
So what's each of your scouting background? How long have you been involved in scouting?
Yeah, sure. So I've done it since probably day dot. I've been Believer, Cub, Scout, Explorer, now Network. Probably done everything nobody is do. I've been a Senior Scout. I've done my Gold DV and all the other DVs. Now I'm doing my King Scout and Explorer Belt. So I've done quite a bit, and I've got quite a bit under my belt.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
But at the moment, I'm a Cub leader, and I also put my head into Scouts and Explorers.
He also does a bit for the programme team for Explorers as well. Like Liz, I've done scouting for quite a while now. I came into it actually through DOV. I was doing my silver volunteering, and I needed a bit of volunteering to help me along my way. So I am a leader at a scout troop, and I'm also a leader at a explorer group as well. I do some network as well, which is how I know this. We're also in the same district in Malling in Kent.
Whereabouts did you say you were from then?
So yeah, we're Malling district, which is sort of in between Maidstone and Seven Oaks, if you know Kent.
I've literally just come back from Kent because I was working in Hastings this week.
Nice. Nice place in the world.
I'm going to say the Midlands is better, but, you know, I might be slightly biased.
Well, we can fight about that after the podcast.
Well, so what is the Explore about, and what do you have to do to complete it?
So it's basically a 10-day expedition to a country that nobody in your team has been to before. So it's a little bit like DV in the sense where you can't go and use a car. But the big difference is you can use public transport and other bits like that. So you're not like going to be walking for 10 days with a massive backpack on you in the cold and in the rain. You've got the luxury of being able to use trains and buses and...
Have a shower.
Yeah, have a shower. Yeah, so we won't all be smelling nice by the end of it. So yeah, like DOV, you also have to do a little project. You get your big major project that you get to decide as a team before you go and do the expedition. So we're already planning that now, working out what we can going to do. And then your assessor will set up, I think it's up to 10 mini projects as well. So this could be anything like going and buying a meal in a local market as opposed to going to a shop or even getting on TV or something like that.
So where is it you're actually planning to do your expedition?
We're going to Denmark and Sweden at the moment. So if you look on an Instagram page, it will say specifically where. I'm going to tell you off the top of my head. But so we're starting, of course, we're all starting where we live. And then we're travelling up to London, St. Pancras, because it's an international station. Then we're going from there to France. And then we're sort of going up Europe and then across. So we're going into Denmark and the first few days, and then Sweden. And then on the way back, we also stop in Germany, actually, on the way back. And then, of course, back to London, St. Pancras.
So have you learned much Danish, Swedish and German yet?
Absolutely not.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, I think Google Translate will be our friend.
Absolutely. So who can do the Explore About? Is it just explorers or?
So it's open to explorers and network. So you can officially start from the age of 16, your Explore About. But you have to, like DOV as well, you have to do it before you're 25. So we've got a little while, and we've got quite a wide range of ages in our group. Well, I'm the oldest. I'm the old bugger of the group. And
I'm the youngest. I think it's any age up to 25, and then it's just understanding sort of how you work as a team. So in our team, there's six of us. What's the max? Do you know?
It is up to eight.
Right, so it's quite nice, our group, because we've got three girls and then three boys. it's quite nice that we've sort of like planned it that if we end up in a hostel where it is female male, that we are sort of got each other. So it's nice sort of split down the middle of the, it's quite equal, and it's quite a nice different. We're not all from the same group, but we all link for explorers, and we all do a bit of the explorers in the county. But it's nice that everyone doesn't do the same thing, and it's just a nice variation of getting to know new people like you do in DV and Scouts, but then also expanding it by going to somewhere you've never known with these people.
So why did you choose the route that you chose? You know, is there something specific that you want to go and see?
So it was a combination of a few things, really. Obviously, there are six of us in the group, and most of us have been quite fortunate and been able to travel. So there are a few countries that immediately we couldn't go to that we thought might be nice to do anyway. So that crossed a few countries off the list. And then, to be honest, it was looking at the expense of it, because going to Australia, as much as we'd all love to do, is going to be mega expensive for 10 days. So that was what sort of whittled it down, really. And then I think somebody just said, why don't we do Sweden? And I was like, okay, cool, we'll do that.
You briefly mentioned your project earlier. Have you got sort of any idea what project you want to do, or is it still very much undecided within the group?
So we've got a rough plan, apparently, or at least that's what we're telling our assessor. Apparently there's a bit of research somewhere that says the Danes are the happiest people in the world. So we're going to go and investigate that. We're going to go and talk to a few people while we're out there and find out what makes them so happy.
If you find out, can you tell all of us back here?
Yeah. Of course. We'll have to charge a little fee for it, and it can go in our little fundraising pot for the next trip we do.
Because by national statistics, I live in the third most miserable town in the UK.
Oh, yeah. Okay. For you, it's free.
So you kind of touched on it earlier. So within the requirements for the Explorer Belt, you have to travel and you can use public transport a little bit. Are you planning to walk for most of it, or is there other under your own steam modes of transport mixed in there as well?
Ooh. Now, I think most of it will be done by train, because we are covering quite a large distance. We're starting in Denmark, and we're working our way up to Stockholm in Sweden. So it's not something that you could walk in 10 days.
We're pretty much starting from like the bottom of Denmark and then going to the top of Sweden. So geography, walking wasn't really get us there in 10 days. So I think we're also trying to do as much as we can. Yeah. Of course, 10 days is quite a short time to cover two different countries, and we're hitting quite a few different capitals in the time. So of course it's getting sort of that culture and understanding the perspectives in the country and then adding it to our project. So it's sort of run about, get the answers, listen, and then run like back to the next one.
Yeah.
So I think it's just, we want to see a bit of it all. I think that's why we're going by train. And we also, I think, well, what was it, John? We bought a ticket, and it's like a 2-week ticket thing.
Yeah, so we got an Interrail pass.
You know, I mentioned before we started recording that I'm a rail engineer. I have been wanting to do an Interrail for so long. I've just never had the time to plan or have time off work and all that.
Yeah, no, like you, it's been a little bit of an ambition of mine as well. So yeah, it's nice to finally be doing it. Yeah, I have a little bit of involvement with rail as well, so it's nice. It's nice to go and I can go and nerd out of the electrical side of it.
And it brings us very nicely on to my final point, which is, how are you fundraising this?
Oh, go on, Liz, you're the fundraising expert.
Okay, so we've sort of course, since the pandemic, is quite hard. My first initial sort of thought for fundraising, of course, is backpacks and stuff like that, getting to Tesco's. But since COVID, a lot of those sort of ideas have been shut down. So since November, I think we've hit heads on from planning and everything like that. We did all the Christmas markets we could get into. Or the primary school. It was pretty much, I took every Saturday off work from about the end of November to the beginning of January, because every Saturday I was in a primary school doing a fundraising. Jono did Splat the Rat. We had open the door. So we had like a bunch of keys and pot. You had to pick a door and you won a chocolate reindeer. it was surprising that on, I think it was our final one, that the kid did it on the first go. Like, we opened at 10 o'clock, all the stalls, and the kid did it with his first key. So it was stuff like that, that you go, oh my God, a lot of people carry luck. I think we've just got a bit lucky, to be honest. We set up a GoFundMe as well, and we got a really big donation through that at the beginning of January, which really supported the fundraising for our raffle that's just gone on and our quiz night. So last Saturday, we ran a quiz night, which the amount of people that signed up and came to support us, our family team, we're also going, all our group is also going on the sort of district event to Candlestick in July. So the core fundraising team of them all had a team as well. We had a lot of explorers that had tables from their own sections, which was really nice to see the young people involved as well. And we had raffle prizes, we had quiz prizes, and it was all a bit like, oh my gosh, we didn't realise you could put this together so in short notice sort of thing. But the money from that has really helped us build on it, and it really helped us sort of, we've all agreed that the way to deal with fundraising is just put it all into the pot, that's it, it's in the pot ready for the whole group, and everyone will benefit from it. So we've all agreed that, depending how much money we've got, it'll pay for a hotel or the B&B or wherever we stay. Hostel is one. Sorry, I'm a bit lavish, but interrailing.
You're definitely not staying at a B&B. The budget is not stretching
you right. So, not a B&B, but a hostel. So we all agreed that we'd split all the fundraising into it. So I think it's just really word of mouth is getting out that we're doing this and that we need support. That's why we set up the Instagram page and the Facebook page, because a lot of kids like to be on their phones like I do, and I'll read it if it's on my phone. So I think we really sort of hit that hard on the head with sort of getting into sort of various people across even the UK. So you but say you live in Wales and we're all the way down in Kent. So we're really trying to expand our sort of knowledge. And I think the way we're doing fundraising is also through building our connections up in Denmark. So through the Instagram page and the Facebook page, we've actually had a few people message us from Denmark and Sweden about tours and what we're doing and how we're doing it and if we want to come see them. So there's a scout group we're currently messaging about setting up a visit. So we're going to, I think Tom in our group was setting it up, and there's a group that really want us to meet us, and we'd love a free night of accommodation that we can't complain. Yeah. So, and it's really nice that it'd be like to know the difference. I've only known sort of 20 miles within me of scouting. So to learn other people scouting would be amazing.
Absolutely, yeah. You mentioned obviously, meeting other groups. I remember when I'd literally only just joined Scouts, and I went to Amsterdam with my group, and we met a local troop over there, and it was just, Amsterdam's, we were very fortunate, they speak very good English over there. So, but it was still really great to experience that local culture and speak to them and see their local group night. And if I remember correctly, we sung a campfire song in two different languages, but I can't remember for the life of me what campfire song it was.
I think the bit we're most looking forward to is that we are all different people and we are all from different groups. So one thing I've really enjoyed is learning off of my group, because Jono's, I can't say a lot older than me, he's slightly older than me.
Thanks, Liz.
but it's really nice to see a different perspective. So the eyes, the fundraising and deciding where we're going and what we need. So Tom's done interrailing before, so it's really nice to listen to what he has to say. Freya knows a lot more with sort of communicating to people and emailing people and how to get an email out so they actually reply and different stuff like that. Like, it's really nice to learn the different people in your group and learn how they work and actually take some of those characteristics to yourself for the future, which you're not meant to, but I'll probably still offer them.
It's bouncing off the other people, and it's what makes the team such a good team, because we've got such a diverse group of people who are all good at really different things. So it's worked really well so far. That cohesion and just getting stuff done.
I can't promise day 10 though, and I've had no sleep. Might not get on with anyone on then.
And am I right in thinking you had a quiz night as well?
Yeah. So that went really well. Here again, really well attended. It was when we sort of first started talking about it, we thought, maybe 20, 30 people, but I think there was about 50 odd people in the end. So it was really nice to see. And as Liz said a little bit earlier, it was nice to see such a wide range of people there as well.
So what advice would you give to someone that's just thinking about doing an explore about?
Just do it, definitely. I did Bronze DV just before lockdown. Oh my God, I hated it. It was horrible. It was one night in the rain, in the cold. It was my group didn't know how to map read. And then I did silver and I got to stay at home. And then I did gold and it was like my bronze and it started reframing the whole entire time. But the people I met on my DVs were amazing. And it just absolutely sort of, it reiterates and mirrors everything I've learned in scouting, that the people that you do it with are literally going to be with you. So you're probably 6 foot under. Like, they're not going to go away, unfortunately. And I think that's the funniest bit, is you meet these amazing people and really just genuine people, and you get such a life experience. I'm on a gap year at the moment, and I get to say, oh my God, I'm going to Denmark and Sweden. And people are like, oh my God, really? I've never been able to. It's like a bucket list thing. So, like, why not do it? When you can get fundraising, you get help, you get grants, and like there's so many things out there that can support you to do it. Why wouldn't you? It's such an experience, even just for your CV. It's such an experience to do it.
Definitely start planning early, and it's a lot more work than you think about.
Absolutely,
That shouldn't put you off doing it. There is a lot of work involved, but if you think about it and plan it and sort everything out, we've done a lot of fundraising and that's been a lot of our time at the moment, but we still need to start planning the trip properly. So start early, give yourself loads of time, enjoy it, and you'll have a fantastic time.
So thank you both for joining me this month on the Tent Talks podcast. I wish you the best of luck on your expedition, which commences on the 26th of March. Until next time, thank you very much for listening to the Tent Talks podcast, and don't forget to check out all this for about social media details, which are in the description of the podcast, along with their GoFundMe link. So please do take a look at those. Until next time, goodbye.